Hello, everybody. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Everybody. Welcome back to a new week of the Young Excellence Podcast. Today, we're doing the podcast from, again, our nice, comfortable, relaxing
living room.
Vibey living room.
Got a candle lit. Hold on.
We haven't lit the candles. That got to set the vibes. But make sure to get the cord out of the way so we don't burn this whole place down.
I was only going to light this one.
But, okay. To start off the whole podcast, we have to start off with what I left off on last week. My crazy story. I know I hyped it up a bunch. And
Wait, hold on. How was your day today? How was your week?
Good. It was good. And yours?
It was okay.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. But I want to start off by saying thank you to everybody that checked back with us on our podcast, that listened. We really appreciate it. I know we were gone for so long, and for people to still be there, we really truly appreciate it.
Yes, okay, ma'am.
But let's cut to the chase. Let's get back to that story. Okay, so to get started, we like to keep Wolfie on a cable because he is big and he
is scary.
We don't trust him.
He loves, you know, how to jump fences.
Yes, like a fence can't even keep him in because he jumps it. We had this dog at my mom's house, and when we got Wolfie, he became friends with him. And this dog is a menace, and he taught him how to jump the fence. So ever since then, Wolfie became a menace too. And they better not start barking already, because it's every pot. Ever since we started it with the little mics, they start barking.
Yeah. Okay, but so, no, like, they don't bark over here at this house.
Not really. Last time we got unlucky. But, okay, so he doesn't know how to, he knows how to jump fences, so we can't put a fence around him. So we keep him on a cable, just so he can run free, and the cables are really long, so he has enough space to run around, and so does Peaches. But this time, every time we would go to Walmart, they wouldn't have the thick cables. So they had the little thin ones, and so that's all we could get for him. And he's a big-ass dog, and the cables don't hold his weight for him. So we would get the little ones, and they would wear out over time, and it was like wintertime, so the cables would get hard, and they would start ripping. So one night, we went over to my grandma's house just to visit and all that, and we knew that the cable was worn out.
Because Jane, the whole night, Jane's like, we have to go. I feel like something's wrong with Wolfie.
Yeah,
we have to go.
I just had a bad feeling while we were at my grandma's. And I was like, we just have to go. Like, let's go. And so when we get back there, we see that he was like somehow in the backyard. And we figured, we're like, oh shit, his cord broke or it came off or something. And then where our house was, they put like the kind of like homeless shelter, I guess you could say. They put like the homeless shelter there, so like we had a lot of scary people that would walk by our house, and like all the time. So this just happened to happen. Wolfie was out, and these two sketchy guys from the homeless shelter were walking by, and we're like, we get down, we're like, oh shit, Wolfie, come here. And Wolfie, like, he's like, oh, he sees us.
Yeah.
And but the moment he like sees those other people, Wolfie's not a mean dog. But he knows bad people.
He's just really big.
Yeah. And so he goes barking at these two guys, and these two guys like start freaking out.
Yeah.
And I go chase. I'm like, Wolfie. And I go chase after him, and I'm like trying to catch Wolfie because he's like running away from me, and he's trying to like get the guys because these guys are like trying to hit him too. And I'm like, I'm just like trying to catch him, and I'm able to get a hold of him, like almost. And this guy pulls out like a big old dagger.
Machete.
Like a full on like machete. I don't know how I've never told this story. Well, even when we're doing the podcast back then. But this guy, he like pulls out this big old machete. And I'm like, no, there's no need for that. And I just grab Wolfie.
You were just like, kick him.
Yeah, I was like, just kick him. I was like, there's no need for that. And because like Wolfie's a big dog. You kick him, it doesn't really hurt him. But he pulled out this big old machete. And I'm like, oh, Vanguard. And so I grab Wolfie. Everything's fine. I put him in the cage. And I just, like, watch these guys to make sure they walk away. Because one of the guys, he, like, took off running. But this guy stayed with the big old machete. And I just stayed until the guys walked away and all that. And then we went inside. And that's why last podcast, Charlene was telling me how, like, or we were both saying how I was like,
yeah, because he went, because like when he pulled out the knife, like the machete, I like stepped out of the car, and his like friend like saw me, and he's like, come on, bro, let's go. So we go inside. I'm like, are you okay? Like, that's serious. That just happened.
Like, in the moment, I didn't realize how scary it was until like a couple days later, because even afterwards, we're sitting, she was laying down in the room, and I was like, my adrenaline was still going, so I was sitting, like, walking around everything, but I wasn't, like, scared. I just, like, sat down by her, and I was like, well, that was crazy. And then she's like, are you okay? That's all she kept asking me. And then a couple days later, I was like, fuck, that's, like, scary as shit. Like, he could have, like, slashed Wolfie in right in front of me, or he could have slashed me when I tried to grab him.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, close. I don't think I realized how close we were until, like, later on. We're, like,
yeah.
We're, like, a couple feet away. Like, Wolfie's about 2.5-3 feet long, and we're that far away. He could have hit either one of us. And I didn't snap at how crazy that situation. I could have, like, died.
Actually, I don't even know. Like, thinking back now, I'm like, I do not know how, because we were at a corner lot, how we would just let him run around in the front yard.
Yeah, like I said, we would let him on the cable, but like there was the homeless shelter nearby, and then there's like all these weird people that would
walk by
too, and they would like tease the dogs, and this time they just happened to be Wolfie to get loose because he's so heavy and strong. But
remember that one, oh my god, you just reminded me this the other day, that one time was like the middle of the night. Or was it the middle of the night? I don't know what it was, when some guy was like looking in our cars.
Oh, no, it was during the day. We were like cleaning on some like Sunday or something.
Yeah.
And that we fucking caught his ass. I'm still proud of Wolfie for that too. Wolfie was on a cable. This was before, I feel like, that happened with the machete. It had
to be before.
But this guy came up. We would park our cars, and they're like right next to the sidewalk, so anybody walking by can come and look into our cars if they wanted to. And so this guy, a sketchy looking guy, we catch him looking into our cars, because I think Daisy was barking out the window because she's always watching the window.
Yeah.
And so I go check, and the moment I check, Wolfie, boom, he like, the guy didn't see Wolfie because Wolfie lays on the other side of the car, so you can't see him. And the moment Wolfie sees him, he boom, and the guy like got shitted, and he started like almost running. And then Cooper, I go outside to go check, and Cooper goes, fucking sneaks out, and he starts chasing the guy down the street. And the guy's, like, running. And I'm like, Cooper, get over here. But the guy probably thought I was, like, chasing him, which, I mean, he deserves it. But the dude was, like trying not to run away, but he was, like, walking fast as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, it looked like I was following him. But I was like, Cooper, get the fuck over there, because he was still a puppy. But Wolfie almost got his ass, but...
Like, Wolf is, like, such a nice dog, because he used to run around. Jaden, when he lived at his mom's house before we moved out.
Yeah.
Jaden used to, like, let him loose.
Used to be free, like, loose, and he wouldn't really bother anybody.
He wouldn't bother nobody, but there was, like, a couple people, like, because his mom lives, like, on a cul-de-sac, and she used the neighbors, like, on the...
You say cul-de-sac, like, I don't, I just know what is block, like a...
No, but it's called the cul-de-sac when it curves like that. It's just
like a circle?
Yeah, it's
a
circle.
Oh, okay. I just know it is the circle.
But at the cul-de-sac, at the top of it, there are some people that did not like them. Like, your dog keeps coming over here, yeah, messing
they would,
with them.
They would always complain about Wolfie, about our dogs, but they were always like, oh, we like that he watches the neighborhood at night. Like, they would always tell us, because there used to be sketchy people that would walk around there too until, like, Wolfie would be loose and they would never come by again.
Yeah.
Wolfie would never attack nobody, ever. It's just like... Wolfie's like defensive when it comes to us, so when he saw that we were there and those guys were there close to us, he kind of, I don't know why, we never taught him to be like that, but he's like that.
Yeah,
like by himself he'll go up to you and sniff you and be nice, but when we're around he's like really defensive.
Yeah, it's like when those kids, like, he got loose and those kids are like, your canine's loose.
What's they named him a name or something. What is it, like Jim Bob or something they named him? Like, they literally had him like on a leash, walking him around the whole street.
Yeah, our dogs would get loose and the neighbor's kids would just come and put him in.
Yeah,
in,
we would be out of town and they would get loose, and the kids, they're like 9, and could just hook him up and put him
and Wolfie's a big freaking dog.
He's heavy as fuck.
And if the kids aren't scared of them, then you shouldn't be scared of him.
But yeah, I just want, that's like the whole story. Like, I guess we're gonna title it Almost Got Stabbed or something like that, right? Gotta
Wolfie,
get those
Wolfie cooks. Almost got dead.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Well, my baby. You should be like, people should be more scared of Daisy than they are of Wolfie.
Yeah.
She's a little shit, huh?
But yeah, I don't know. I just think back and how scary it was. But in the moment, like, my adrenaline was pumping. I, like, didn't realize the danger of the situation. Because this dude pulled out, like, a sword.
Yeah.
Like, I know we keep saying machete, but it was literally, like, looked like a sword off of, like, Lord of the Rings or something.
It was a machete.
It wasn't shaped like the, what is it, the Jason machete? It was like, it had like a design and everything.
I don't remember it did, but.
Baby, you were far. I was right in front of him. You were like by the truck. That was like a couple good yards away.
Yeah.
I say about 30 or maybe 50 yards.
Yeah, that's true.
I was 3 feet. I saw it close up. But that shit was scary.
We talk about how like sad you've been.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I talked about it last time, but I feel like I did last episode. I just haven't been in the mood. Even like I don't know, I just like everything that I asked for a whole like year ago and like even 2 years ago, I'm living what I asked for and I'm happy about it. It's just like I feel like I'm not fulfilling the life that I like want to be doing right now. Like of course I'm living the life that I want to, but I want to be doing more than what I'm just doing right now. I feel like it's not enough, and then I just don't know how to pursue it, you know, like I'm kind of lost, and that gets me upset because like I think and think all the time and I just like it stresses me out, and then I'm just like get down because nothing comes to me.
But I feel like we are living the life. It's just I feel like there's so many changes that happen within the last month that you just don't know how to like
I think
it all in.
I think I could be getting overwhelmed too and not realize, because I have a thing where like I don't realize how I feel.
But Jaden has also had this thing where he thinks that he doesn't show his emotions, and but
showing the emotions, I know I'm showing it. I don't talk much or anything. I know that I'm doing that.
No, but he'll be like,
the thing is I don't know what I'm.
He'll be mad. He'll be mad, and he's like, no one knows I'm mad. You can't tell I'm mad. I'm like, yeah, you can.
Yeah, I know, probably. But the thing is like, I don't know what's causing it right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know what he's causing it, which is like hard because like I'm used to like getting home and he's like, baby, and he like tackles me and like does not leave me alone until like bedtime. And now he's just like been so quiet.
It's not work, because work is just like mentally draining. It's not physical. It's not, doesn't stress me out. Nothing like what after I clock out, that I leave the work there. Like I don't, it doesn't bother me while I'm at home, but it's just like, I don't know what could be causing it. I feel like I'm just like I'm happy with where we at, where I'm at, because I've came a long way from what I used to be stressing. Like there, even stuff, some of the stuff, if you go back a year on the episodes, you probably hear what I'm talking about, and those problems could be fixed right now. But
yeah,
it's just like, I still feel like I'm missing a piece. And then like, I feel like I haven't focused on the podcast so much, and I remember like focusing on the podcast and how it made me feel and all that. And I just like strive for that feelings. And it's just like, I know I'll get back to that point. It's just getting in the routine of things like I used to be in.
Yeah. And now you have a full-time job.
I know, but it doesn't mean you can't, like, I'm still going to put time towards it.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to make it part of my life. Like I used to make it. It's just, I have to get into the routine figuring out how I'm going to do it. Because like right now I've just been overwhelmed with like all this stuff happening lately. It's just hard to get myself out of that funk
and
to start focusing on these things.
Which is like, it's okay. We all go through the stuff. Like look at me. Like there's days where I am so down. I'm like, I do not want to brush my hair. I do not want to brush my teeth. I just want to like, I don't even want to go anywhere. I just want to stay here.
And I tell Charlene all the time, I'm like, now that you, with your foot and all that, you should start your true crime podcast or something like scary story podcast. She's always mentioned it. And I say it would be the perfect time to start it.
I think it would be too. It would. It's just like getting there. It's getting the momentum to do it. Getting the strive to do it. You know what I mean?
But like, yeah, I just want to do better. Like I've already, everything that I've asked for, a year and a half ago, even almost 2 years, it's happening now. It just takes time, and I'm so grateful for it. It's just, I want more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now that I got it, I'm grateful and thankful for it. It's just, like, there's nowhere else to go but want more. Not saying, like, I'm at the final form of life, and this is where I'm at forever.
You're 20.
It's just, like, that's how I'm thinking now. Like, I want more. Like, I want to strive to get more, strive to do more stuff for myself and all that, because I see that I was able to do it with the help of God and myself putting it forward. I was able to do it. I want to do more, but it's hard because I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't really know anything, and it stresses me out and gets me down. That's why I haven't been talking much lately.
Yeah. And like, I guess, like, I've been in your situation, like, not in your, I've been, like, in a place where you've been, not entirely, but when I first started working, remember, I'd come home and be like, all I ever do is work, like, I don't have
time. When she used to work, she used to just, like, come home, and she'd be like, literally just work, wake up, work, and sleep, and just, like, that over and over, and, like, I think back now, and I'm like, she had, like, no life.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell her now with her foot and stuff, I'm like, just, in, like, take time, watch TV. You're always wanting to do stuff. Just like lay down or do something, find a hobby for you to do or something.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have time before for a long time to do that.
Yeah. And see, like it's so hard because like society teaches us to like, you know, you graduate high school, you go to college if you want to go to college, you work and stuff. And I, you know, I'm been doing that, but then you know you think back and you're like, you fucking kill yourself for these jobs, and these jobs will replace you in a freaking second. So do not ever like overdo it at your job, or you know, be a hard worker, just don't go kill yourself, because I have killed myself for a fucking job that does not give a shit about me.
Yeah, I don't know, I just been feeling down, and I don't know. Yeah, give us some suggestions if you want Charlene to start her true crime podcast.
We're gonna call it I don't know.
Charlene and Screams.
Oh.
Something funny. But yeah, what else? Oh yeah, just like that. I know I just jump from topic to topic, but I've been feeling down, and I hope I one day get past it soon. And I know I will. It's just I need to get into it. I wanna focus on the podcast more and just all that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's just been like a lot of changes in life. Like I just cut my hair. Mm-hmm. I regret it. I really do regret it.
Why?
Every time I cut my hair, it's short for so long because it takes so long to freaking grow.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it was like, it's such a nice length, and I just chopped it all off.
I think it looks good short.
You like it? Oh, you've always liked my hair. It's long. He's like, keep it long. If it's short, keep it short.
Yeah, I go with whatever's the groove. But, yeah, we're enjoying our new house. I'm excited to do more stuff with the podcast now that I can put more focus into it. I just need to make time. And then, like, I feel bad because I'm like, I want to spend time with her, but I want to put time towards the podcast with Charlene or you. You're right here. And then, like, it's hard to jumble all the things. That's why I say, like, I need to figure out, like, a routine so I can get into it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have you feel neglected because, like, I'm putting my time towards something else. And I know, like, you're understandable. You understand what I'm trying to do and what I'm doing. It's just, like, I feel bad.
I think it'll be okay. Like, you know, we both know. You know, I can put in effort, too. It's just, I don't know. It's the strive of getting to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just have to find the motivation to do it.
Yeah.
Which I will. I don't know if you guys have heard of, like, I don't know if a lot of you guys keep up with, like, mom, like, TikTok, but, like, TikTok drama of Mom Talk. I don't know if you know about them, but they're, like, this Mormon even, mom group.
Even the OK Baby, we have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about.
This is our tea session of the podcast.
Yes.
Stuff we've mostly talked about before, but there is some new stuff. So if you're a longtime listener that listens to every episode, that you've probably been updated on the situation. If not, just search up OK Baby drama and you could find it on YouTube or Google or something.
My sister.
On Twitter even or Instagram.
Yeah. My sister and my sister's fiance, my sister-in-law, got me this ring for my birthday and I'm wearing it today. And I just feel like I'm engaged. Mm-hmm. Like I'm practicing for when you propose to me.
Yeah. Okay, but what about the Mom Talk, baby?
If you guys didn't know, there's this girl. Her name's Taylor Paul Frankie, and she posted that she was getting a divorce from her husband, and everybody's like, "What the fuck's going on?" Like because she just posted like a few days before that everything was okay and everything, and then okay, so she said that she posted that she was getting a divorce from her husband, but they're still best friends and all this and that. And so she goes on live and she says that basically they were like soft swingers, which meaning they like, they'll do stuff, but they won't go all the way. Everything. And I guess one of the rules was that both spouses have to be there when they're doing stuff. Well, she went off on her own with this other husband, and I don't know what the hell they did, but they found out, and that's why she's getting a divorce. And she was like, the majority of mom talk was involved. And then there's this one couple, I don't remember their names, that went on, and they're like, we weren't involved at all. And a lot, because people were thinking like, oh, well, he has a crush on her. She has a crush on the husband. And so she went back on the live. She's like, no, they were not involved. It was none of them. She's like, I'm not going to mention any names, but just know that there's some people from the mom talk that are involved. And so, the speculation goes around that saying that there was never a swinger group. She's just saying there was because she cheated on her husband. Because that's basically what she did. If they had the agreement to go do something like that together and she went off by herself, then she cheated. Mm-hmm. And so she's getting this huge divorce. Messy. It's awful. Not only her, but two other couples are divorcing because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are the other two if they weren't even involved into it?
One is the one that she went off with the husband. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else, but they're getting a divorce, and one of the other couples is getting a divorce.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would see them, the main girl, I think she's the one that was cheating. I would see her sometimes on TikTok, but I never knew there was any like drama or some group or anything.
It was,
I always
like,
thought she was weird because she would always like talk about her. I always thought she looked like a cave woman. She
just, yeah, has, he like, would always vibe. Say that. But it's, the thing is, like, they're like Mormon. It's like the Mormon mom group, whatever. And I don't know. To me, they don't dress very Mormonly, especially not her. Mm. You know, I would think that a lot of Mormons do have like multiple wives, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know much about it.
I'm watching Keep Sweet and Pray and Obey right now. It's pretty good.
What's that?
But one where they like, they broke off so they could have 55 wives or whatever.
I never watched it. Is it like
I put it on the other night.
Oh, that like dark documentary thing?
Yeah, Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I guess you did.
But I'm watching it.
But talk about the OK Baby thing that's going
on. So, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, but OK Baby, the channel, Oscar and Kira.
The one that we've talked about before.
Yeah, Oscar Morales and Kira Severston.
If you want to know more about it, we should have a podcast where it's like they, YouTubers, something. It was like, what was the title of it? It was like, they noticed us or something like that.
We got
noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. But go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if keep you, like, for the people that have not listened to it, like, quick run through. There was Oscar and Kira of OK Baby channel. They broke up. She broke up with him because she wanted to be single and go be with whoever, which is fine. Do your thing. But she done fucked him up because she had four kids with him before she left him. So, anyways, she moved out. She's living her own life. He's living his own life. Everything's fine. And, you know, I'm starting to like her again. I'm like, you know what? Oh, yeah, I could get back into Kira. It's not a big deal. Whatever. When it comes to find out, she had a podcast with her, used to be her nanny, that turned into her best friend, you know, really good friends. She had a podcast with her. Her name's Hannah. And she had a fiance. They were together since high school. The wedding was coming up, everything. Well, all of a sudden, her and her fiance split out of nowhere. And this picture came up, started circulating, where Kira and the boyfriend, his name's Preston, Hannah's ex-fiance, were together in Vegas. And they had messaged this girl to see if she wanted to have a threesome. They messaged her like on a dating app or something. Or yeah, something like that. And so the girl came out. She's like, oh my God, like I didn't know anything about this. Like, what the hell? And the girl like spills all of it. She talked about how they went and Kira was like already like drunk and stuff. And she was like, well, how long have you guys been together? And he was like, well, for 8 months. If you go back 8 months, he was still engaged with Hannah, and Kira was with Oscar at the time. Mm-hmm. And this happened like at the end of, we'll say the beginning of, middle of May, that this picture started circulating and stuff. And she was in fucking Vegas in April when this happened, but we don't have nothing to know if Preston was there. But there's a picture that came out and she was with fucking Preston and they were hugging, like hugging. Like, I would not hug my best friend's fiance like this at all.
Yeah.
And like, if you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense that she would, like, want to be out there and doing all this crazy stuff because she's always like, oh, I like, no, like, offense to, like, sex work or nothing like that or anything. But she's like, oh, I want to do this and I want to be, like, she basically wanted to be married but be single at the exact same time, mm-hmm. which is it. So it makes a lot of sense. And for her to like, basically sleep with her best friend's fiance, and he has a problem with it too because he's, like, for him to be that much of a douchebag and do that to his fiance since high school is fucked up. Any thoughts?
It is. But we also heard that Oscar is in the works with Corinna Koff.
Corinna Koff.
If you don't know who she is, she started with, like, David Dobrik. And now she makes, like, millions
on OnlyFans.
And she's, like, really big there. And just what Charlene told me, that he's, like, talking to her. They went on a date.
There was a live around the time this whole thing started circulating. There was a live, the Oscar. And I don't know if you guys know the KK Baby J channel.
They're like a other family YouTube channel.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know them. But the mom was with him because they're really good friends. So it was Oscar, the mom, and Corinna. Corinna and the mom are really good friends. Yeah, he's like saying, like, somebody in the comments asked the mom, what the fuck's her name?
I don't know. I don't know their names.
I don't know. And she was like, oh, are you and Kira still best friends? Oh, and Corinna.
The Oscar's mom?
Not Oscar's mom.
I don't know her name.
And so Corinna goes, she was like, yeah. She's like, I'll tell you whether they're not friends. It's because some people are fucking fake from the back seat.
Yeah.
And Oscar's like, well, he was like, I'm not going to regret shit. This live is going out. I'm not going to regret nothing. He was really drunk, but I feel like it came from, like, his heart. He was, like, really hurting knowing that his girlfriend of so many years, the mother of his children, did that to him. And so somebody asked her, like, oh, Oscar, are you dating? And he was like, well, I just asked Corinna on a date. And she was like, no. And he was like, and she said no. And she's like, no, that's not what happened. He's like, no, I'm just kidding. That's not what happened. I did ask her on a date. But, you know, she just recently broke her leg and she's staying with family. And I totally understand that. He was like, but when the time's right, I will take her out. She did say yes to the date.
Yeah, see, that's pretty cool.
So he went from Kira to fucking broken breakage hair, everything, to Corinna with the nice boobies.
Yeah, I'm happy for Oscar. He deserves something like
that.
He
really does. Like, this guy, like, Kira, she's like, God, I don't know why it's so hard to, like, vlog and the children and everything. It's because Oscar always had those kids.
Yeah, and he was always making it entertaining, and he was always watching him when she tried to do her, like, her clothing business. Brand or whatever it was. He was, like, with him 24/7, so obviously he knows how to work around filming with them and all that, and she doesn't really, because she always had Oscar there to help her while she was filming.
Yeah. But. And so, like, now he's been, like, going out and he's been, like, going on vacations and stuff with family, friends, which is super nice for him. Like, he should enjoy his life mm-hmm. with four kids. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Me too.
But yeah, that's the tea that we needed to catch up on. I know a bunch has happened that we haven't really talked about.
Yeah, and Kira has not even, like, mentioned Preston, but she did post a sketchy ass fucking thing the other day on Instagram, and luckily I was able to screenshot it. Let me just read it to you real quick. Okay, she was, like, posting these things, like, help about she has UTIs, chronic UTIs, whatever. And somebody goes, maybe daddy is causing you issues. And she goes, daddy reminds me to pee after sex, does yours? Okay.
Who's she talking about? Probably Preston.
Preston.
I wonder what, how, what's her name again? I don't know her name. I forgot her name. Preston's ex.
Hannah.
Yeah, I wonder how she feels about this whole thing.
She has not mentioned anything. I have been following very closely, but
who knows? But yeah, that was our tea sesh. Did you want to end the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and end it. I know this one's are pretty short, but we're slowly easing things back into things. Give us a little bit of time and we'll get back to how we used to be. But we want to thank you guys for listening and be back next week. This week we took a day break, kind of. And so this podcast is getting released on a day later than what it usually would. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And we truly appreciate every single one of you.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Have a good week. Have a good week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.